For most of us, Saturday and Sunday afternoons are our chance to escape. We get to take a break from all the day-to-day things that get under our skin and just have some time for ourselves. Weekends are our opportunity to get out and about, meet up with those who really matter to us, have some fun, or maybe just relax and enjoy some music.
Music is the common theme that flows through us all.
While you were getting where you were going, even if it was just to the backyard with a beer and an old-school style boombox, if Sonic was your weekend soundtrack, Graham Scott was your guide.
Hi, my name's Graham Scott from Sonic 1029, and here's our contribution to World Dance Day.
For the past 5 years, even though we seem like we knew him much longer, every patio Saturday to minus, oh god, it's so cold, I'm staying in Sunday, Graham was there, delivering the goods. With a love for music that rung deep and sincere, at a volume that music should be played at, yet, you know, makes ear doctors cringe.
I need to show you how loud Graham Scott listens to the music when he's working. Hold on.
When he spoke, his passion for all things modern rock felt like it resonated with any who were listening and made you want to listen more.
Sonic 1029, that's Billy Talent back to back with some chunky riffs from the brand new Arctic Monkeys. Their album possibly having the best title since the Bloodhound Gang released Hooray for Boobies. It's called Suck It and See. Suck It and See.
Graham was a caring and kind man with seemingly boundless energy.
You just did a great, great deed for both of us.
So oh, I feel so
much appreciated.
I hardly did anything, and yet I feel so good.
Keep up the good work, too.
Thank you. See you.
Graham Scott passed away on Saturday, June 18th, 2011, but his spirit lives on. I wanna hold the hand inside you. In the tragic, tear-filled days since we found out, it's become apparent that Graham Scott touched so many lives within Edmonton and beyond. Whether it was through his captivating ability to tell a story, to the quirky glee mails that showed up in your inbox every Wednesday, to just rocking out harder than anyone at a concert in town, you know, anyone. To those cat videos that he'd post on Facebook that we pretend we don't like yet are totally transfixed by. Graham brought joy to so many who now ache deeply since word of his loss. And we're all better for having known him. This program is dedicated in his memory. It's not meant to be sad, though surely it will be. It's a celebration of Graham being Graham. We wouldn't have it any other way. Rest in peace, our brother, our friend. We miss you very much.
Once divided, nothing left to subtract. Some words when spoken can't be taken back.
Graham!
Yes!
You're the coolest man I know.
Who's this?
It's Corey.
Corey, well, thank you so much for the compliment, man. You put a smile on my face.
Hello. I thought I'd make your day.
Okay.
Now, when was the last time somebody said they appreciated you?
It's been far too long.
Has it?
Why, yeah. Do you appreciate me?
I appreciate you. I'm a chronic Sonic listener, and I find myself really looking forward to hearing you on the weekend.
Got a bolt of lightning. First the day he let it go.
Fun to call and say, I think you do a great job, buddy.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Who's this?
You know what? I probably shouldn't.
Oh, what, you mean you work at another station?
Yeah. Whenever we talk about Sonic, your name always comes up, and they always say you're the best DJ on Sonic, and I couldn't agree more.
I know you only work weekends, and I don't listen to you a whole lot of weekends, but when I do, you have these little tidbits of info that I really enjoy.
I listen to Sonic on, like, every Saturday afternoon. I gotta say, you're one of my favorite radio hosts to ever listen to. You're very easy to listen to, and you're not a dick. So great.
Well, I do try my hardest. I'll try a little harder.
I would like to call you when I hear you on the radio and tell you that I like to hear you on the radio.
Oh, well, thanks. I need the ego boost because I'm so insecure. You're helping with my self-esteem issues, Paul. Thank you.
Well, I just wish somebody would call me at work and do it every once in a while.
Yeah, right. Just give me your phone number, and I'll just phone you at the office.
You forget.
Stereophonics. Very interesting band, these guys. First of all, because they come from Wales. That's interesting. I didn't think anything other than sheep farmers came out of Wales. Isn't it something? On Sonic 1029's Resurrection Radio, Pearl Jam with a song called Nothing Man, that I'll never forget hearing for the first time with a group of friends, and we were all just convinced that was going to be the biggest single from the album, and never even released as a single. Still baffles me to this day. And it's time for me to get a move on out of here, which will probably provide some welcome relief to some of the other poor people who have to work with me. I see I got a message from Penny Quinn on Twitter. She's just down the hallway, but has taken to social networking to contact me at work. What does Penny have to say here? Graham Scott, that Rise Against loud enough for you there? Hey, Penny, if you're an earshot of the music I'm playing, you can probably walk down the hallway and see me. Don't be so lazy. Penny, you're so lazy. Ah, speak for myself. Actually, I'm going to take off and find somewhere else to laze around and bug people with my loud music.